Hi, this is Dan Hummel from the First Congregational Church here in Hartford. During this time of Lent, churches all over the world anticipate the celebration of the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, the Lord and Savior for mankind. Many of you recognize Lent and participate in the traditions of Lent. At First Congregational, we certainly remember our Lord's death and resurrection every Sunday, perhaps every single day. Jesus' death and resurrection are the very crux of our faith, and the Bible from beginning to end is all about Jesus and his sacrifice. But some of you think the death and resurrection of Jesus is foolishness or insignificant. This is understandable, and the Apostle Paul even explains his foolishness in the first letter we have that he wrote to the people in Corinth. Paul says, "The word of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and the cleverness of the clever I will set aside." Paul is quoting the prophet Isaiah, showing that God's plan has seemed foolish to some wise and clever men from long before Jesus. Paul says, "For those of us being saved, the cross of Jesus is the power of God. The truth of our need for a Savior seems foolishness when we live in the success and comforts of this great nation. Our drive and achievements blind us to our inner depravity and ultimate emptiness. Even for those of us who do believe, we have a tendency to downplay our terrible selfishness and destructive nature. But even with all our abilities as humans and in this successful country, we still cannot grasp the most important truth, who is God and how to know him." Paul continues, "For since in the wisdom of God the world through its wisdom did not come to know God, God was well pleased through the foolishness of the message preached to save those who believe." This word save is used often by Christians because it is of the utmost importance. We are responsible for our thoughts and actions, and all of us fall short of God's standard for goodness and perfection. And as foolish as it sounds, God himself paid for our evil thoughts and actions through the perfect life of the Son of God, Jesus. More on this topic in my next part tomorrow or on our website. Search for First Congregational Church of Hartford, Wisconsin.